Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live installment of the award-winning Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. We're coming to you live this Saturday evening, May the 15th, from our studios here in Memphis, Tennessee, AM 1380 WLRM. That's our flagship station, but by no means our only affiliate. Okay. That's going out to the AM, FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network. Catch us online, the live internet simulcast at thepoliticalcesspool.org or libertynewsradio.com. And from either of those two websites, you can also access our broadcast archives. A great show it has been thus far this evening. The first hour, Keith Alexander and I took a look back on the disastrous Brown versus Board of Education decision of 1954, which served as a tipping point that sort of ushered in the decline of American culture that we've been suffering for the past, ever since 1954, all the way up to present day. A great second hour also, as we featured Tom Ball as our guest. He is the author of Starving the Monkeys and a columnist for, you guessed it, Liberty News Radio. How about that? A great interview with him, and we covered some other topics as well. Joining me to help me wade through the third hour here in the political cesspool, co-hosting with me, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Eddie, how are you?
Man, I'm great, James. I'm really excited about this show. Before I get into what we're going to talk about tonight, I'm just going to tell you about a great class I went to today, and I'm going to tie it in with our show tonight. I went to a class on the Constitution of the United States today. It was the last 7 hours. That's
wow.
A long time for an old fellow like me. It was given by a constitutional attorney who is he was an ex-Air Force man. He worked in munitions. He worked on atomic bombs. He retired from Federal Express, and he went to law school part-time, but the guy is brilliant. And today we talked about some of the duties and responsibilities of the federal government and how they're supposed to protect us from invasion. And we talked about the rights that the states have to protect the states, protect themselves from invasion, in case the federal government falls down. But we did really great. I've got a guest. I just talked to her a few minutes ago. Denny said that she has not called in yet. I hope she calls
in. She is on the line now, Eddie, and I'll let you introduce her. But first, I gotta say, if you spent 7 hours today in a class studying the Constitution, you spent seven more hours than the president and the Supreme Court justices combined.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you ever want to feel a little dumb, go to a class with some of these fanatic patriots. I even consider myself, James, I consider us on the political cesspool kind of ahead of the curve. But some of these people, I hate to say, they made me ashamed of myself how little I did know. But I guess, when you're up there with constitutional attorneys that have been doing this for, 20, 30 years, I guess that's not too – I guess it doesn't make me feel too bad to know, I'm kind of got a long ways to catch up.
Well, we should always strive to learn more. We should never plateau. We should always reach for the next level and continue our education. That's a good rule of thumb for everyone.
And by the way, in closing with this fellow, his name is Hal Rounds. I'm hoping we can get him worked on for a segment in the near future because he's really on top of current legislation. And matter of fact, he's getting ready to drive across the country to California. He said he's going through Arizona. So he's going to see firsthand how this illegal invasion, it's not in, like we talked about that in class today, the immigration, the so-called immigrants, this immigration things that are going on now in Arizona, California, Texas, they're not immigrants, they're invaders. We talked about that in class today. But now I'm going to get back to our guest, James. She's going to be on a while. I may be springing this on you because we didn't talk about this earlier in the week, but I got this idea the other day, and it really gelled today when I was in this Constitution class. I said, we've got to talk about this at least a short time. This lady here, her name is, she's coming on, James, her name is Darla Mann. She's just like me. She's just a plain Joe, except she's a lot smarter than me. She's been in the movement a long time. She is a stay-at-home mom. She homeschools, home churches. She is a vital member of the Fayette County Tea Party. She hobnobs with a lot of the movers and shakers in the Tea Parties and the other patriot movement. She's one of the right-hand men or right-hand women of this constitutional attorney. And what she's going to talk about tonight, James, and I'm wanting her to not even speak about federal legislation, James, because it's my belief, and I'm sure I'm right. You know, I'm not egotistical, but I know the federal government pretty much, I've written them off, James. If we're going to take our government back and take our constitutional republic back, we're going to have to work not just through the state, but we're going to have to work through county by county. It's going to be a long, hard fight. And Darla, man, she keeps up on this legislation because she's in all these patriot groups, you know, for instance, the Tennessee Eagle Forum and with the Fayette County Tea Party. Now, I've asked her to go over a few pieces of what I consider vital legislation. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Darla, and I want you to go ahead and introduce some of these vital legislations that are in Tennessee House right now, and you go ahead and let us and tell us what you got on your mind.
Okay. Hi, Eddie. Thank you for having me on, and I am just an average citizen, so.
Well, I think that's the kind of people that want this country, average citizens.
Yeah, I can only share what I've learned this last year, and I pretty much started at the ABCs, so. I wanted to focus, as you had, you know, asked me to, on the state sovereignty legislation, primarily that has gone on in Tennessee, this General Assembly. You know, the two parts of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, is the article that and the section that lists the powers that are delegated to the federal government.
Exactly. So, we talked about that today.
So any common citizen can read Article 1, Section 8 and find out what the federal government should have their hands in and what they shouldn't. Pretty simple.
That's right.
And you will find when you read through that article, that section, that the federal government has their hands in many, many things that they shouldn't be involved in. The 10th Amendment, of course, you know, says that the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, or reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. So that's where our state sovereignty legislation comes in. And there actually this year has been a website created called the 10th Amendment Center, .com.
Hey,
and I highly recommend that.
That's a
for
very vital one. Not to interrupt you, Darla,
sure.
But I just want to remind you, before, as we go, people, I want you to get your pencils, keep them at hand, because I want Darla to give these websites out again, for instance, the 10th Amendment Center, and I also want her to give the websites out for the, not just the Fayette County, the Fayette County Tea Party. And people, this stuff we're talking about, all this legislation that's in the Tennessee House, if you live in Mississippi or Oregon or Alaska or Massachusetts, it doesn't matter. The same things we're talking about in the Tennessee House, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Darla, these same things we're talking about that you're getting ready to tell us about, they affect every state in these here United States. And
sure.
Also, another vital amendment, Darla, we talked about today was the 9th Amendment that says no power delegated, you know, that no amendment can be used to, can be construed to rob another power to the people. You know, you go ahead and tell them.
Of the people, but, yeah. And actually, I don't have that one right here at my fingertips to read verbatim, but you're right. It is a protection for the citizens.
In other words, no amendment can be used by the federal government. It can be twisted,
yes,
to steal another
right,
Bill of Rights from us. But go ahead, Dora. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's really where we are. I mean, I think like you said earlier, Eddie, we've just lost the federal government. And so now the states, like what Arizona has taken the lead in, are you know, trying to step in like they ought to be and giving us a line of defense. This 10th Amendment Center, I highly recommend people visit it. It's like a buffet. It's an incredible website. Has an explanation on there of the weight of state resolutions versus bills and constitutional amendments that may be working through the states, which I think is very significant, because some of my questions when I saw the state sovereignty legislation in Tennessee were, what weight is this going to really have in application? And I want to read this because I think this is good for people to know. It mentions the principle of nullification in the 10th Amendment movement, and basically says that the resolutions don't hold a lot of weight. But the bills themselves, of course, the constitutional amendments, enact nullification. And the language they use says, when a state nullifies a federal law, it is proclaiming that the law in question is void and inoperative.
Yes. I promise you,
we're going to a break
at some point in the show, okay, in the next segment. We got to take a break, though. I hear music.
Sure.
We'll be right back with Darla Mann, everybody. She's got a lot to tell you. We want you to listen. We'll be right back.
When the truth is found to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Yes, indeed, it is me, James Edwards, and I'm joined by my co-host, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and our guest, Darla Mann. We're talking about some great constitutional legislation that is popping up here in Tennessee that can pop up elsewhere if you will it to be. I do want to make a quick note, though, Eddie, before we turn the airtime back over to our guest. I got a letter in the mail this week from a fan of ours out in California. His name is William, and he said he's going to assume the name Billy the Bombardier.
Oh, right.
And he asked if you might be okay with that, and I said, not only would you be okay with it, you would consider it an honor. And so I just wanted to let you know you've got a brother now.
Well, I would consider it more than an honor. Yes, I would. That's very humbling, James. It certainly is. And I would like to say hello to Billy the Bombardier.
We got Eddie the Bombardier, who, of course, continues to earn his name. If you've ever been in public with Eddie at a political activism on the street, you know why he's called the Bombardier. We have to sedate Eddie. We drug him up pretty heavily before he takes to the airwaves. That's why he's so calm, relatively calm, on the radio. But he is the Bombardier in public, and for all the right reasons. But, Eddie, that being said, and that good news now having been shared, let's turn it back over to our guest, and let's set her loose.
I certainly will. I'm going to make one brief. If we have time, I was going to tell you what we're going to do in the second hour, James. If we have time in the second hour, I thought we would talk about this new movie, Machete, coming out that will curdle your blood. We'll talk about that in the second hour.
Well, considering we're in the third hour, we better get to that.
The second segment of this hour.
Okay. I know what you meant. I'm just being a smart guy. Yeah,
well,
we got to get to it.
Well, you're an intelligent dude. And by the way, Darla has saw something on the Internet this week that will that goes along with the Machete movie. But first of all, I want to ask Darla to go back to what we were talking about in the first segment, Darla, of the... So I'm turning it back over to you, Darla. If you will, continue where you left off with these state resolutions.
Okay, yeah, I think we were just talking about what weight does the state sovereignty legislation carry. And basically, on this 10th Amendment side, it explains that they nullify federal law by proclaiming that the law in question is void or inoperative within the boundaries of that particular state. So the language of the bills, the state sovereignty bills, affirm the sovereignty of the people. And they do actually create a commission or a committee to review the constitutionality of federal legislation. So that's sort of how all that works, evidently. Now, Tennessee, a couple of bills, I guess I just wanted to touch on, where there's a Tennessee law for Tennessee courts. That just passed this week, and you know something about that, Eddie. I know you mentioned it earlier. But Tennessee is the first.
It's very vital.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. That'd be the interrupt to you. I want to tell the people to really pay attention to what you're getting, this bill you're getting ready to get in to talk about now, because it's really vital. It really is. It's one of the pillars of our sovereignty. So go ahead. I'll try to interrupt
you
more, Darla.
Tennessee actually became the first state in the nation to pass a bill like this, so that's significant. But it establishes that contracts based on the law of any foreign state or country that incorporates substantive or procedural law that would violate the rights and privileges granted under the U.S. or Tennessee Constitution or against the public policy of our state and are void and unenforceable. So that's just a significant significant law.
That's very, very significant because, you know, and relate to something that comes to mind, you know, Obama just signed one of the treaty with I believe it places the United Nations. It's going to try to force the United Nations gun control act mm-hmm. down our throats. And see, that mm-hmm. that is a null and void. And you correct me if I'm wrong, Darla. You're the expert here. That lawsuit will be null and void when it it'll be dead on arrival because the Constitution of the United States says that in all matters. Any treaty, you'll hear people say, well, the treaties are the law of the land, you know, the Constitution be damned. That's mm-hmm. not right. The Constitution, that's a lie. The Constitution specifically spells out that no treaty can be considered law in this country that is repugnant to the Constitution. The Constitution of the United States is sovereign. It trumps all mm-hmm. law, international
right.
law, state, you know, the politicians themselves, the president, I don't care who he is. No one can pass a law, try to ram a law down our throat that is repugnant to the state constitution or the United States Constitution. And,
you know, there's many quotes by our founders that basically state they understood that we shouldn't have been entangling ourselves in alliances with other nations. And so we're just very far from that path. But I do want to mention on the Tennessee Laws for Tennessee Courts that the Senator Jim Kyle from Memphis actually tried to oppose that bill when it came to the Senate floor. It said that he suggested when they started the session this week that they hold off on that particular bill until after the recess, since they were going to have to spend some time talking about it. And then Tennessee Eagle Forum, who lobbies, of course, in Tennessee, found out that during the recess he was distributing an article to each of the senators that he had apparently planned to use to oppose the legislation. So anyway,
state his that traitor's name again. That lousy rock.
Jim
traitor.
Jim Kyle. Yes.
People, you need to remember that name, and we need to vote his tail out of office.
Yes. Now that's all I have on that one. I was going to move on to some of the health care legislation.
That's great. Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's real vital. Go to that one.
All right. I'm sure most people are aware that you know many state attorney generals have filed lawsuits. In their states against the federal government for the federal health care mandates being unconstitutional. The Tennessee Attorney General, people need to know, absolutely has refused to even to go there in any way, shape, or form. And that is after many calls to his office and after visiting to his office. He wouldn't even come out to meet with us. A group from around the state had visited Nashville for some committee votes on some of the health care legislation and had gone over to his building to try to meet and talk with him about a lawsuit, and he wouldn't even come out to meet with us. So people need to know that. Now, our attorney general, of course, is appointed, the only state-appointed general. So there is some legislation now in the state legislature that is going to hopefully attempt to have him elected in the future. But as far as a lawsuit, there is a website that people can go to up until May 31st, and they can join a citizen class action lawsuit. There's over 30,000 citizens across the nation that have joined this so far, and the constitutional lawyer that's representing the case is Van Iren. He's a U.S. congressional candidate, for the 3rd District of Tennessee. And he's going to be representing those 30,000-plus citizens as plaintiffs.
Do you have a website, Darla, you can give?
Yes, that website is ObamacareClassAction.com.
ObamacareClassAction.com.
And
okay.
That the deadline on that is May 31st. And every state in the nation is being represented. So the
Addition, I guess, I'm going to ask you now.
Sure.
Can if people go to the Fayette County Tea Party website, will these websites, are they? Do we have any links, for instance, to that website and the 10th Amendment Center? Are there links?
Yes.
Are they linked to the Fayette County website, Tennessee?
We don't actually,
to the Fayette County Tea Party website?
Yes, we don't actually have the 10th Amendment Center link on there yet, and there's some more of this that I want to get posted on there, but this class action lawsuit website is on there, and we are posting, there's a broad span of federal legislation posted on there. We post some of the alerts that come up.
Darla, hold it right there. Got to take another commercial break. Going to give you all the time you need on the flip side. Stay tuned, everybody. The political festival continues right after this.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, we are continuing the show. James Edwards along with my co-host Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Darla Mann is our special guest for this hour, who is giving us some information about a number of great bills that are either in the hopper or perhaps will be introduced as proposed legislation. But before we return to her, we have a quick call we're going to take from Dave in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello, James.
Hello, Dave.
I would like to just direct this comment to you. I met you over there to Orlando when the America First Party was having their convention over there some years ago.
That's right. That was back in 2002, I think.
Right. And it was very pleasant, the conversation we had. But I just would like to say that that I have the opinion, and I'm fairly well read, that the North and the South, not in terms of just the people, but the Republican and Democrat politicians, are both equally culpable of that terrible tragedy, that fratricidal war, because they failed to obey the law. And I'd just like to quote it here. It's Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation. Now, as far as I'm concerned, every Republican and every Democrat should be physically kicked out of office if they can't be voted out of office. I know that sounds a little radical, but for 150 years we've been enduring their war profiteering. That's all really wanted to say, and I really enjoy your conversation, because you people are standing on principles that are they are in the law, and the African American community have a standing here in this nation, but it's by law it's only a 3/5 standing, no matter how many Republicans and Democrats caused many, many hundreds of thousands of good Americans to bleed and die at battle that they should have never been at.
Well, Dave, I think I got some of that. Having a little trouble hearing you on the connection. I'm sure it went out better over the air than I'm getting it in my ear set tonight, but I do want to thank you for the call, and let me just tell you, nothing's radical on this radio program, but, the whole 3/5 of a thing, I don't know about that anymore. I think they're about, they've at least got double the amount of representation that average European Americans have, but we won't get into that right now because that's not the focus of the of the conversation at hand. But I'm glad you enjoyed meeting me in Orlando. That was certainly a good time. That was 8 years ago, but I still remember it. And anyway, thanks for being a listener. We can talk more later. But Eddie, back to you and Darla.
Okay, I'm like you, James. I was strained to hear. I could hear very little of what was said in the last phone call. But what I'm going to do, I'm afraid we're going to run out of time. Everything we'll talk about tonight, but
there's never enough time in the political.
That's not unusual, but I'm going to turn it back to Darla right now. We're going to try to We're going to try to sum up, try to finish off with this constitutional stuff. I wanted, if we have time, to cover the movie Machete if we don't run out of time. But Darla, you get back on, with it, young lady.
Okay. I was going to mention some of the health care state sovereignty legislation that's gone through or is still working its way through. But on the 10th Amendment Center site, you'll notice that there's 24 states that have state sovereignty legislation in the works right now on health care. Tennessee has two bills in the works to protect Tennessee citizens from the requirement to participate in any health care system. That's the language, the general language of the bills. Those are, one of them by Representative Bell is basically, has passed the Senate, but it's stuck in the budget committee right now. Then HB 2622 is another bill, very, very similar in language, by Representative Lynn.
That bill will be
in committee this Tuesday. If people wanted to go to the capital.tennessee.gov website for our legislature and look at the calendar and rules committee, there's a phone number there that they can call those committee members, and they can also call their state reps because this will be working through the House side. The health care state sovereignty bill that has actually become a law, though, in Tennessee is a prohibition on paying for abortion through federal health care. Now, Tennessee would have been the first state to sign that into law, but guess who beat us?
Who?
Arizona.
Go Arizona.
And only because, Eddie, when it got through the Senate and House, Governor Bredesen refused to sign it.
I'm glad you
And while it was
it up,
sitting on his desk,
trailer.
Arizona passed it through. So
I'm glad you brought him up. That he is another traitor, and he needs to be kicked out of it. He needs to be kicked out. He really does. Darla, and I'd like to go back to something you said earlier about these resolutions. You're talking about the resolutions. Well, you made mention of the fact that you didn't know how much weight these resolutions would carry. Well, you know, that was brought up in the constitutional class today, and I chimed in with Hal Rounds, the instructor, and we agreed that these resolutions will carry the amount of weight that is directly proportional to the amount of intestinal fortitude that the people in the states have. In other words, these resolutions, they will mean nothing if we're not intending to stand up and fight them. And if that comes to 1776 being a solution to 2010, then so be it. You know, that's the way the founding fathers started this country in the first place. But I just want to go back to that, Darla, briefly, because we can do this with the states. We can back this dirty, you know, criminal central government down that we have now. But back to you, Darla. I'm sorry.
Sure. No, that's good information, and it's really true because we're seeing a lot of the federal stuff that we've been fighting for so long, like cap and trade, that's coming back on the table, and, you know, people just feel like they're being ignored. The last bill that I thought I would touch on, and it would maybe tie into the movie that you wanted to discuss, is a new bill. It's a proof of citizenship to vote.
Hey, that's dear to my heart. You go on that one.
It's the House version. There's actually two different versions. The House version, which was initial and would have required prospective voters to check a box to affirm that they were citizens. But the Senate version was amended by Senate Majority Leader Mark Norris of Collierville. And
but
it requires...
One more time, Darla. Give that name out one more
sure.
time.
It's Senate Majority Leader Mark Norris.
Okay, Mark Norris of Collierville.
Of Collierville, uh-huh.
A true patriot.
And it actually will require proof of citizenship, and he said that this would satisfy election officials who wanted to see more evidence.
Hey, Darla, you know what? Do you think is it radical to ask someone to prove they're a citizen of the state of Tennessee before they vote? I mean,
no, it's not radical, and I'll tell you why, Eddie. Because we had a situation here in a mayoral election in our city of Oakland, in which we've tried to impact the government here, but we had a situation just this last election term where I had numerous citizens in Oakland to tell me that when they showed up at the polls to vote, they were not even asked to show their driver's license. They had not brought their voting cards with them. They weren't even asked to show their driver's license.
What a shock.
And, you know, so that type of thing has got to stop.
I mean, that's how our country is being stolen. You know, like they tell these illegals, you know, vote and vote often. But that is a very – I'm glad you brought that up. I think that's probably my most favorite bill in the House right now. That is really important. We've got to get these illegals off the voting rolls.
Well, and people need to call their representatives in favor of that bill because it is, you know, it's just started, so it's going to be going through committee.
Can they go into the if I'm not mistaken, I got some stuff from the Fayette County Tea Party, and I think, you know, these bills were listed on the Fayette County website at one time. Is that right? The bills and
yes.
Who's sponsoring them and who's not sponsoring them and the contact information? Could they go into the Fayette County Tea Party website and get that without having to go into Tennessee.gov?
Yes. Actually, what you'll find on our website is a general overview of federal legislation. If you click on that link that we've posted there, then we posted some of the pressing things that are coming for a vote, say, this next week on our front page. But some of this is not always posted on our website because what we do is we send out an email loop, an email to our loop, so people can go to our website.
Darla, Eddie, hold it up right there. Got one last spray, and we'll come back and wrap it all up. Stay tuned, everyone.
Political Cesspool, guys. We'll be back right after these messages. Jump in the Political Cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the final segment of tonight's three-hour weekly extravaganza. James Edwards, Eddie Miller, and our guest for this hour, Darla Mann, still with us. I know, Eddie, you had mentioned a couple of references to the movie, if you want to call it that, that's coming out later this year, Machete. And what this movie basically is are a bunch of Mexicans calling for an armed and violent revolt against the United States citizens and the United States government. And
correct.
The response to that has been absolute silence from the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center, all of these liberal attack groups that attack us so often. They attack the Tea Party. If a Tea Party protester fails to tip his hat to a passing crackhead, I mean, you know, they jump all over that as the hateful nature of the people that are in attendance at these Tea Party rallies. But when a Mexican high school teacher calls for the overthrow of the so-called racist imperial government of frail white people in this country, you know, that to them is a non-story. And notice, you know, that the whole time he's railing against the evil white people and their racist imperialist government that has to be overthrown, he's standing in front of a banner that says, "Hate speech is not free speech." Now, a lot of conservatives would say this is a contradiction, but it's no contradiction at all. When liberals talk about hate speech, they're not talking about speech that's actually hateful. They're talking about anything that doesn't fall in line with the Orwellian politically correct approved speech that you'll hear on programs such as this. So, you know, that's the movie. That's what it's about. I didn't know if y'all wanted to get into this.
Well, James, we did.
That
we really mentioned that.
Segment, we are covering a lot of important content. But if we didn't get in it this segment, we will get into it next week, and that's kind of a synopsis of what you can expect.
I'll tell you what. Next week I would like to try to do that in depth, but we will mention, I will back up what you said, James. I saw that with my own eyes. If anybody wants to go, Alex Jones had a huge layout detailing the movie and other aspects of that movie. In fact, people are actually afraid it's going to spark a race war. They're actually, some of these people are saying we need to kill Americans with axes and machetes. And you know why I say that, James? That's just like an invader to bring an axe and a machete to a shotgun fight. So I say, bring it on, Hoss. if you bring your machetes to this neighborhood right here, and I'm going to show you what good old American buckshot was made for. I guarantee you, they're calling for the murder. And you know what our guest on tonight, if we don't run out of time, she saw a similar demonstration, this virulent hatred to us Americans, in a violent protest they had in Atlanta. And now I'm going to go back to you, Darla, and you go ahead and wrap this segment up. And if you don't run out of time, get to that segment that you saw on YouTube and what happened in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, well, yeah, I got it.
People, if you want to start complaining about the Tea Parties, yeah, they're not perfect. Like, you know, they're not. There's no form of government perfect. But if you don't like anything about the Tea Parties, hey, join the Tea Parties. You know, give up a Wednesday night dinner in the local church. Give up a Sunday dinner in the local church and go to a class on the Constitution. Go to a demonstration. Join the Oath Keepers. Join the Tea Parties. Join one of these patriot groups and do something, or you're going to lose your country. You're going to lose your children. Now I'm going to shut up and turn it back over to you, Darla.
Yeah, I agree with that, Eddie. I think that we sort of feel we're invincible in America, and a lot of that, actually, I think is just due to a lack of education that generations have had now on the Constitution. And when you get into these bills and you get into learning a little bit about the Constitution, all of a sudden you realize what's going on and how serious it is. I will say that as far as this legislation, if people would sign up on our website at FayetteaParty.com to receive emails, we forward all this legislation with the contact information that they need before these things get voted on. So it gives you a way to make your voice heard.
Like we said in the beginning of this our segment, these bills, just because they're in the Tennessee House, they affect every state in the United States, every American citizen. They affect you, and you need to join and help with a few of us are working on this stuff. But, you know, because many hands make light work. But, Darla, before we leave,
sure.
I would like you to tell the audience what you saw. We talked about the other day what you saw on YouTube with this the Mexican demonstration in Atlanta. Just tell us. I know you said you didn't know a whole lot about it, but just tell us what you know about it, what you saw with your
own. Well, yeah, I did watch the whole video. I just wouldn't feel comfortable trying to quote. There primarily was it was radical. I mean, it was a radical immigration rally. The speakers there were you know, it's funny, the very things that the Tea Party rallies have been characterized by, the radical type things and the way that we've been talked about, are the actual things that were going on at this rally. There were people, there were signs with Nazi symbols. And the speakers were, you know, they're calling for revolution, a physical resolution. There was a handout that had been given out, and it showed people reading it, and the news person actually read through a lot of the flyer, which was what was very incredibly sobering to me, because it was basically hate language against the United States and anything that we do. I'm so puzzled. I think, you know, if people have come here to find a home and we have let them in even illegally, how could they see us in that light? You know, it's just really puzzling. But it was very sobering, is all I could really say.
You know, Darla, and you've been in the movement longer than I, but I noticed the tea parties that I've been to, you never fail to see constables. The first constable automobile I've ever seen in my life was at a Tennessee Tea Party. We had,
yes.
You know, we had state troopers. We had members of the SWAT team. We had Memphis Police Department sheriff's deputies coming to the Tea Party. But you know what? Nary one is ever to be seen at these La Raza rallies or, you know, Mitcha rallies, where they're calling for the heads of America, of white people, white citizens. You know, they have the most despicable names for us imaginable. But
right.
I don't know about you, but I've seen that the Tea Party I went to, the rally in Overton Park back when April the 13th, there was all kinds of police cars coming and going in there, you know, watching us like we were a bunch of radical, you know, people getting ready to blow up the state, you know. But I just want to throw that in, you know. These radicals, these radical illegal invaders, do anything they want to. And matter of fact, they're being funded. These people are being funded by the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, George Soros. You know, George Soros gives the money, that's where La Raza gets all their money. This hate group, they're getting it from this good son of Abraham who migrated over here from Eastern Europe, George Soros, one of the richest people in the world. He's funded La Raza. But go ahead, LaDarn. I'm throwing it back to you. I'm getting carried away here.
No, you're actually drawing on the conclusion. I don't really have anything else to add to that. So,
well, Darla, I tell you what. You know what? I had other things planned tonight, but I tell you what, earlier today when I was sitting in that constitutional class, a lot of this stuff started clicking, and I got carried away. I think I'm really proud of you coming on. You've done a tremendous job. I would love to have you on again to keep us as updated as legislations, as the legislation comes in, and, the new stuff and what progress we're making and stuff like that. And maybe we get you on with Hal Round sometime, the constitutional attorney.
Sure.
That is giving these constitutional classes that Darla knows all about.
And Eddie, there's if people go to that 10th Amendment Center from other states, there's actually legislative language on there for a lot of the issues that we're facing right now with the federal government that they can actually take to their state legislature and ask them to draw up bill proposals with that language.
You're right.
That's a helpful thing, too.
But they've got to do it. People, you've got to do it. I mean, you can't just sit around your radio and listen to us. I'm glad you do. We value you. Without the audience, we couldn't have this radio program. But God forbid if you let your nation and your children perish because you don't want to get involved. And I'm so sick and tired of the Christian community, and I'm I go to a Baptist church, but there's no one worse than a Southern Baptist about wanting to sit on their tail and telling me that I'm the radical because I'm taking an interest in my nation. I'm taking an interest. Listen, I'm more concerned about their children than they are. They're too worried about their Wednesday night dinners, their Sunday dinners, and their sports banquets. They'll come to that. They'll go through a monsoon to a men's prayer breakfast. I worked a men's prayer breakfast 2 weeks ago, and when we had the worst flood in the history of the state of Tennessee, they came there, but they will not come to a constitutional meeting. A constitutional class, they cost $10, and it was just equal to any college credit you'd ever have. And I promise you, I'm shutting up this time, Darla.
Unfortunately,
we're
all going to have to shut up.
We're
just about out of time. But on behalf of the
radio program, thank you, Eddie, for having me on.
Well, thank you.
I really
thank
appreciate
James.
It.
Hey, James Edwards. He's one of our head honchos too, I know he's proud of as I am.
Sure.
Darla, I'm so proud of you because you're just a housewife, you homeschool your kids, you home church, you withdrew from the churches for the same reason you got disgusted with them for the same reasons they got disgusted. They're too passive.
Eddie, Darla, it's all the time we got. We'll see you next week, everybody. God bless you. I'm James Edwards, and I'm signing off. See you next week.
Tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.